Thanks for sticking around for one of the last presentations until the break. And I'll be talking about a little bit of my PhD research today, dealing with chromium absorption reduction and biogenic iron oxides. And a brief outline of a presentation. I'll talk about some background info over chromium in the environment, the importance of iron oxides as absorbent, and the formation of biogenic iron oxides in the environment, followed by kind of my overall PhD research approach, and then I'll hone in on the chromium 6 absorption and reduction and the biogenic iron oxides. Briefly, chromium is a widespread environmental toxicant that is derived from anthropogenic sources such as industrial and agricultural and mining activities. It can also be derived from geogenic sources such as ultramafic and serpentine rocks. Like many transition metals, its mobility and toxicity are highly dependent on its oxidation state, with the two dominant forms in the environment are chrome-3 and chrome-6, where chrome-3 is an essential trace nutrient for mammals and is found in rocks, whereas chrome-6 is a human carcinogen and toxic to plants at extremely low concentrations. So we need to study the redox and absorption reactions so that we can look at its chrome-6 mobility in the soils and water. So in the environment, chromium-6 can be reduced to chrome-3 via iron-2 sulfides and organic matter, but it can also be oxidized from 3 to chrome-6 via manganese-3-4 oxide. So that's something you need to watch out for. And luckily, though, the fate and transport of chromium-6 can be controlled with iron oxides, such as the biogenic oxide that's down in the bottom right corner. And so iron oxides are environmentally ubiquitous mineral. They usually occur as like ferry hydrite. They are poorly crystalline with a high surface area, and they also have a high affinity for contaminants such as like copper, lead, chromium, and metalloids like arsenic. And they are precursors to more crystalline minerals like goethite and hematite. And they can play a major role in contaminant dynamics, especially in natural and engineered systems. However, so I studied bacteriogenic iron oxides, or BIOS from now on. They can form in a wide array of systems such as acid mine drainage. However, the ones that I study form in circumneutral pH environments at or via neutrophilic iron oxidizing bacteria. And these BIOS are mixed with cell-derived organic matter, and this cell-derived organic matter contains phosphoric acid groups and carboxylic acid groups that can alter the reactivity of these minerals and also may provide a source of source of electrons for reduction of chromium-6. And another cool little side note is that depending on what type of iron oxidizing bacteria are present, the morphology of the oxides can change. So for like spirolulus, you can have little twisted stalks forming. Leptothrix, you get the sheaths or tubes. And then with the cedarioxins, you get little spheres forming. So how exactly do these biogenic oxides form? So first, you have to have a source of groundwater that's a source of reduced iron, and that would be portrayed as groundwater. This groundwater will then seep into the surface water, and then somewhere in the middle you'll have a seep interface where you'll have suboxic conditions, and at these conditions you'll have the biological oxidation out competing abiotic oxidation. And then once iron is oxidized to iron-3, you can then hydrolyze and form these biominerals that you see at the top. So my overall PhD approach, I've looked at the stream water chemistry where the biogenic oxides form. I've looked at the structure using X-ray absorption and total scattering techniques. And then I've looked at the reactivity with copper, lead, and zinc. And I've also performed some research that looks at structural changes in the oxides due to different sample preparation techniques like freezing and freeze drying, flash freezing, stuff like that. And then today, though, I'll focus on chromium 6 uptake and reduction in biominerals. So my objectives for this research were to, one, determine the extent of chromium absorption onto the biogenic oxides and compare to the well-known synthetic 2-lime ferrihydrite. And last was to elucidate the mechanisms of chrome 6 reduction within the bios. So my study location was on Rocky Branch Creek. It's located on the NC State campus. I sampled April of this year, and the iron oxides that I sampled were pictured down here. They were super clay-like, so I just scooped them up with a polypropylene spatula. At this time, water samples were taken using syringes, and they were filtered with 0.2 micron filters. And then the samples were taken back to the lab where the oxides were digested and ran on ICP for metals. We did a total carbon analysis, and then we did a BEP specific surface area. And then the water was analyzed for metals, DOC, and then anions. So after the elemental analyses, the biogenic oxides were around 37% iron, with less than half of a percent of this being iron 2 within the structure or organic matter. They were a little over 1% silica and around 7% carbon, and they had a BET specific surface area of 143 meters squared per gram. And whereas the 2-lime ferrihydrite was around 55% iron, with a BET specific surface area of 266 square meters per gram. The stream water was pretty typical of circumneutral streams. We had a pH of 6.2. The iron concentration was 0.1 milligrams per liter, and the DOC was around 3.4 milligrams per liter. Okay, and so to look at the extent of chromium absorption and the mechanisms of chromium reduction, we used absorption isotherms and kinetics. And for my absorption isotherms, they were employed at conditions of pHs 7 plus or minus 0.2. We had absorbent concentration for both the biogenic oxides and the synthetic 2-lime ferrihydrite of a gram per liter. The ionic strength was 0.01 molar sodium chloride, and the concentration of chromium ranged from 0 to 1.92 millimolar. And the equilibration time was 48 hours. After that time, the dissolved chromium was measured with atomic absorption for total chromium, and then we used UV-Vis for chromium 6. And for the absorption kinetics, to elucidate the mechanism of chromium 6 reduction, we had four different treatments. The first was the biogenic oxides with just 50 milligrams per liter chromium 6. The second one was the biogenic oxides with chromium and a microbial inhibitor, sodium azide. And then we had a BIOS with chromium plus ferrazine, which is an iron 2 chelator. And then we had a control with 2-lime ferrihydrite and chromium 6. They were sampled at day 0, 1, 3, 7, and 14. And the solids were analyzed with X-ray absorption spectroscopy, and the dissolved iron and chromium were ran on AAS for total iron and chromium, and then UV-Vis for iron 2 and chrome 6. And this is just a little picture of what the experiment looked like, and at all times the O2 concentration was greater than 230 micromolar. Now on to the data. For the absorption isotherms, what we have for y-axis is this absorbed total chromium in micromoles per square meter, and the x-axis is the chromium equilibrium concentration and micromolar. And what we have is this, the typical L-type isotherm, and for all times, though, we have the biogenic oxides absorbing about two times or twofold more than the synthetic 2-lime ferrihydrite, and the solid lines are the best fit, and that was a Froehlich fit isotherm. And reasons maybe for the twofold greater increase in chromium absorption for the biogenic oxides could be due to the poor crystallinity of the BIOS, and I'll get into that a little bit later. Now, we have the same data with x-axis as chromium equilibrium concentration and micromolar, but now we normalize the absorption to the amount of total iron in the oxides, and now we have a better agreement between the two data sets, which may hint at that the chromium is predominantly absorbed to the iron oxide mineral surfaces. Now, on to the absorption kinetics. For the absorption kinetics, we have just a gradual increase in absorption over time for the synthetic mineral and for all three BIOS treatments. And since I'm running out of time. And while during the absorption kinetics, we also monitored the the dissolved iron concentration over time. And for synthetic and BIOS, the BIOS treatment and the BIOS with sodium azide, we have very little dissolved iron. It's less than 3 micromolar throughout all 14 days. However, the cool thing is that the dissolved concentration of iron increases all the way up through day 14 and the ferrazine treatment, and nearly all of the dissolved iron is in the form of iron 2. So we have iron 2 production under oxic conditions. In order to look at the iron oxide structure, we use X-ray absorption spectroscopy. We use Zanes to look at the oxidation states of iron and chromium, and then XAFs to look at the local molecular structure of the iron minerals. So the main point we need to get out from the Zanes data is that over time, for day 0 and 14 treatments, Zane suggests that all of the iron in the samples are iron 3, and there is very little change, no change within the 2-line ferrihydrite. Day 0 and 14 were both fit with synthetic ferrihydrite, and the day 0 BIOS was fit with 2-line ferrihydrite, but then when you get into the day 14s, we see a little bit of increase of some crystalline phases like hematite and lepidicosite. And now with the XAFs, the B patterns are fairly similar between synthetic and biogenic, but one of the big differences with the biogenic, we see a decrease in B pattern around like 7 to 8 inverse angstroms, which hints at a decrease in iron oxygen corner octahedra. And there are no significant changes in the day 0, between day 0 and day 14 BIOS LCF fits. Now, I need to hurry up, but we get into a chromium KH Zanes to look at the oxidation state of chromium that was absorbed onto the iron minerals. And for synthetic, what we did was we compared them to 4 different chromium standards, from 100% chrome 3 up to 100% chrome 6. And for all the synthetics, they look like 100% chromium 6 standards. Whereas when we get into the BIOS treatment, we start to see reduction. So we have a reduction in the chromium pre-edge feature. And by day 14, we see almost 50% reduction. And for azide, we see the same thing, except for at day 1, we have day 1 azide looks like 100% chrome 6. So that suggests that the azide is inhibiting reduction, at least for the first day. And then for the ferrazine treatment, we see that almost, or all the samples from day 1 through 14 look like that of chromium 6 standard, which suggests that the ferrazine is inhibiting the reduction of chromium 6. Okay. And yeah, I went over a little bit of my time, but I'll go to the summary. So the data suggests that the BIOS are chemically and structurally distinct from 2-line ferrihydrite, and that they absorb approximately 2-fold more chromium when normalized to the surface area, and around 50% of the chromium was chrome 6 was absorbed to BIOS was reduced to chrome 3, and we know that it's mediated by iron 2, and that azide inhibits chromium 6 reduction at day 1. And the future work, we need to look at the role of organic matter on chromium 6 reduction. It'd be nice to get the binding mechanisms of chromium on the BIOS using XAFs, and then we need to look at the mechanisms of BIOS reduction. And for that, if you want to know more on that, go to Emma Reeve's poster tomorrow from 4 to 6 p.m. and you can learn more about the mechanisms of biogenic iron reduction. And thank you.